My Word Against His, written by Lauren North and read by Eloise Vignon.
The kitchen surfaces gleam with the shine of a damp cloth and spray. Clean. Not new. But I don't mind the tired white cupboards, or the chips in the corners of the worktops, the old crack in the tile by the window where Martin threw the vase the day he told me he was leaving. As long as it's clean, everything in its place, then I'm happy. I peel off the rubber gloves and peg them to the inside of the door under the sink before glancing at the time. It's 8:25 a.m. Everything is in order. Henry is up and packing his bag for college. He's already eaten his breakfast, wolfing down a bowl of Cheerios in the time it took me to boil the kettle for my cup of tea, barely sitting at the round pine table in the corner of the kitchen before springing up again. I step into the hall and smooth out my blouse. Green today. A pale aubergine paired with a darker green cardigan and black trousers, the shapeless kind that come in packs of two from M&S. "Time to go, Henry," I call up the stairs. "Coming," he shouts back, in a voice that's deep and still a little unfamiliar despite it breaking 4 years ago. He appears a moment later at the top of the stairs, looking so very smart in his burgundy blazer and tie. The head boy badge is pinned to his lapel, glinting in the light. Henry is still so much the nervous little boy I remember from before. The one who loved potatoes in the shape of smiling faces and building Lego. And yet he is different too. Tall for starters. Far taller than me. He's thin, but not skinny. At 17, he's yet to broaden into the shape of the man he will one day be, but it's there, a shadow, a promise. His hair is neat, wet-combed and gelled, the way he knows I like it. It's the same chestnut colour as my own, before the peppering of grey and the six-week ritual of the hair dye box that always leaves a tinge of orange no matter which brand I choose. Henry's bag is slung over one shoulder. "I'm ready," he says, before I have the chance to ask. "Good." I check the time. It's 8:29. 1 minute. "I know," he says with a smile I take to read as exasperated rather than annoyed. He knows the routines just as well as I do, after all. He doesn't need to be told. I follow him into the kitchen and watch him place the glass in the dishwasher. "Have you got your chemistry homework?" I ask. He pauses for a second, thinks, then nods. "You know I'm going to have to do this stuff on my own next year, right?" He flashes me another wide grin.